Hi everyone, my name's Luke. I run the Sons of Obi-Wan Sabre Academy. We're Australia's first and only lightsaber theatre combat school. We do theatre combat training for adults, kids, special needs and those with autism.
How does one become qualified to run a lightsaber academy?
I was a behavioural and learning support teacher for 6 years in the New South Wales system. Loved the teaching, loved the kids, but the curriculum they were teaching was really beating them down, and I really hated being that teacher, especially with the introduction of NAPLAN, yep. The sort of standardised teaching. I was teaching the kids that were reading at a year 5 level, and the school was making me trying to get them to work at a year 9 level, so it was destroying the kids. So I thought I wanted to teach life skills, and I started off teaching Mr. Miyagi's Guide to Life, which was teaching mindfulness and meditation through studying the Karate Kid as a way to try and live a calm life. And it grew out of that, and I've done martial arts for 15 years, and I'm a Star Wars nut, so I wanted all my stuff to be tax deductible, all my Star Wars stuff.
Who taught you to swing a sword?
I've done 6 styles of martial arts. I've done Aikido, Hapkido, Ninjutsu, and a Screamer and Balintawak, which is Filipino stick fighting. For the theatre combat, we actually got trained by Kyle Rowling, who was the fight coordinator for Star Wars Episodes 2 and 3.
How much is what you're teaching combat, and how much is entertainment and flair and art?
We don't teach combat. When you're doing a martial art or combat, the person opposite you is your opponent. With theatre combat, the person opposite you is your partner, and you're working together to make something cool. So philosophically, it's a completely different way of doing it. We call it Jedi mind trick education. So what that means is they come in and they think they're doing lightsabers and it's really cool, but it allows you to work them, to make them better people in the background, and build confidence, teach life skills, all sorts of things.
Can you show me your lightsaber and what makes it different to one of the ones you just buy in the toy shop?
Absolutely. The lightsabers we imported from the States, we broke them all. We've snapped hilts, destroyed insides. We use our sabers. We're very rough on them. So we had to create our own. We had to create a more reliable, commercial-grade, essentially, combat saber. Okay, so as you can see, this is my day-to-day one. So she's very battle-scarred and gnarly. So this gets thrown around and dropped on concrete a lot. Our designer used to be an armourer for the Australian Army. He used to make sniper rifles for the Australian Army. And he walked into our shed one day and I was crying because my sabre was broken again. And he came up with this. We've basically redesigned sabres. We have a one-piece hilt because we tend to destroy anything that's in multiple pieces. Having your own sabre is about having a bit of style. So we started electroplating and doing custom hilts, custom leather wraps. Sabres are hand-wrapped by a costumer and a blacksmith.
Now, what about the actual blade itself? Because that's the thing that's likely to get smashed.
Okay, so this is polycarbonate. It's the same stuff they make bulletproof glass out of. The hilts are made of aircraft-grade aluminium. And you can throw these puppies out of a one-story window into concrete and they work. We just had to make something that was durable and useful for us.
What sort of lightsaber do people want? Do they want something unique or do they want Luke's?
We actually don't make movie sabers because they're incredibly uncomfortable. They've got
boxes. I always thought that, looking at Luke's, this big thing hanging off the edge of it.
You know the 50s when you had the old cameras with the big flash bulbs? That is a flash handle. It's made by a company called Graflex. So Lucasfilm liked the look of them and picked them up and made them. And they look amazing and technical, but they're horrible to use. We call them cheese graters. They've got pointy edges and boxes and big grips, and they're very wide and very heavy. So these are made to be used. I get upset if people stick these on a shelf. These are light, they're balanced. The first one's handmade and we shave them until they're balanced.
What difference does this sort of training make to the sort of kids with special needs that you've been talking about?
Oh, look, it's amazing. The one we talk about most, we have a kid, Connor. He was our first special needs kid. Found out he had a thing called Smith-Marjanis syndrome, which in him represents as autism crossed with basically schizophrenia. It's very nasty. So he was 6 months away from being basically permanently institutionalised because he was having lots of violent episodes and blackouts and all that sort of thing. We taught him a form of meditation that's a bit like Tai Chi, but doing it with a lightsaber. It's the 8 basic strikes to teach him to breathe and to calm down and all that sort of thing. He's now back at school. He's going quite well. He hasn't had a severe episode now for about a year. I think his mum's one of the ones that actually wraps our sabers. It's a community thing. Everyone gets support. It's a safe space. Like, we're all nerds. Like, I mean, I look scary. I'm covered in tattoos and I'm 6'6", but they're all Mr. Miyagi and Yoda and that sort of thing. Very nerdy. My boys are all big and scary looking as well. But it's a safe space where they can come in, and part of theatre combat is you've got to let part of yourself out to do theatre combat effectively. So it's a safe space for them where they can let it all hang out and enjoy it and love it and enjoy their nerddom. It's more than sitting on a couch going, that's cool, you're actively involved in your nerddom.
You have fights kind of pre-planned as a pattern that two of you can do together?
Absolutely. That's the point of coming. You learn choreography. So I'll grab one of the boys. She'll quick sis revenge. Kim? Yeah, Kim. Oh, there we go. We'll get our girl.
Kim, what made you join the Sons of Obi-Wan?
I really like Star Wars, so that was a good start. Then met a friend that told me about this place. I met him at Sydney Supernova, bought a saber, and just have not left. Since.
Are you going to open a spin-off of Daughters of Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
What are you about to show us?
We are going to show you a fight called Sith's Revenge.
Is this one from a movie or one that you have made up?
No, it's one that our choreographer, Chad, actually created this fight himself.
Who's who? Like, what are the two of you playing?
Can you answer that question?
Sith's Revenge, of course, is between a Sith and a Jedi. Of course, Sith is getting rid of his revenge. The Sith wins. So I will be playing the Jedi who dies. Kim will be the lovely Sith with a pink blade who wins.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll dissect it for you. So it's Anakin 843. This is called the Hollywood 6, which is a fast movement that looks really impressive. Nice little force push there. Ooh, I love this fight. I do. Oh, and he's down. Take him out, Kim. Nice little force catch there of the saber. And he's down. Oh, there you go. Well done, ladies and gents. Thank you.